Hello and welcome to Up to Date from WVIA News. I'm Sarah Cinto, here to get you up to date with all the interesting and important news of the day. Today, as Penn State considers which Commonwealth campuses to close, we'll hear from students about their anxiety and their hope for the future. And Governor Josh Shapiro has joined another multi-state lawsuit against the Trump administration. This time, it's about AmeriCorps. It's Thursday, May 1st, a brand new month. Let's get you up to date. First, let's talk about food, specifically fresh produce. Pennsylvania was set to receive $13 million over 3 years to purchase fresh produce for communities in need. That funding was blocked by the Trump administration last month. But as WVIA's Isabella Weiss found out, some farmers say the local food purchasing assistance program was deeply flawed and didn't meet local needs.
Volunteers in Wilkes-Barre write down people's zip codes and the number of adults and kids in their household. Pamela Carolunas has volunteered with Food Dignity for 8 years.
It's not based on their income. If someone is coming in line saying they need produce, we're going to give it to them.
Feeding America says over 1 in 8 Pennsylvanians face food insecurity. And Weinberg Northeast Regional Food Bank reports it saw thousands of more people come to its food drives last year than they did in 2023. It serves Luzerne, Lackawanna, Susquehanna, and Wyoming counties. Executive Director Jennifer Warbach fears that by losing federal funds, they won't be able to purchase enough produce from farmers.
To make up that difference, it puts a strain on the whole charitable food system itself.
But not everyone's a fan of the program. Sweet corn farmer Lenny Berger says the program mostly helped wholesale distributors, supermarkets, and larger farms. He says it incentivizes big operations to grow excess food and donate it for a small profit.
It might be local produce, but it might only have 2 days of shelf life left, and that's not fair to the consumer. So that, to me, I don't feel that you saved any. It may be unofficially, but you're just making somebody else pay your dumpster bill.
He says farming programs need to cut out the middleman and put funding directly into the farmer's hand. In Wilkes-Barre, I'm Isabella Weiss, WVIA News.
Thanks, Isabella, for that story. Now for that lawsuit. Governor Josh Shapiro has joined yet another multi-state lawsuit against the Trump administration. This one accuses the administration of trying to dismantle AmeriCorps and says it does not have the constitutional authority to do so. AmeriCorps was created in 1993 by President Clinton as a domestic version of the Peace Corps. It uses federal money to oversee national volunteer programs. Pennsylvania received nearly $18 million for the program last year, and all but two of the state's volunteer programs have had funding at least partially cut. More up to date after this break.
WVIA News is working hard to be your source for local, state, and national stories that shape your world. We're your connection to stories that truly matter, and we report to you. Find us at WVIA.org.
Welcome back. Time for that Penn State news now. It's been a couple of months since Penn State University announced that some Commonwealth campuses, those ones spread out around the state, would likely close in 2 years. The university says they have to consider closing campuses because of financial issues and declining enrollment. The future of the 12 smallest campuses, including 4 in Northeast Pennsylvania, will be announced sometime this month. While those campuses wait for a decision, WVIA's Sarah Hofius Hall spent time at each one in our region.
Across Penn State campuses, students prepare for final exams. Flowers bloom as commencement nears. Fear, anxiety, and hope persist. The news of possible closures shook the campuses. Students organized rallies and reached out to state legislators and university leaders.
We are
Penn State!
Business owners, elected officials, and alumni mobilized around each school. Enrollment in the 19 Commonwealth campuses, which does not include University Park, has declined by about 24% over the last decade. That number is greater in the Northeast. Since 2014, enrollment has shrunk a combined 29% in Hazleton, Schuylkill, Scranton, and Wilkes-Barre. Compared to 20 years ago, enrollment has declined by 44% at the four campuses. Elizabeth Wright became regional chancellor last summer, overseeing the Hazleton, Scranton, and Wilkes-Barre campuses.
We know that we'll be open for 2 years at each of these campuses at a minimum. But at the same time, we're really resolved that regardless of what happens, as President Bendapudia said, there will be a presence in the Northeast. And so we'll wait and see what she and the Board of Trustees decide.
That presence could include merging campuses. Leaders have spent the last 2 months highlighting their unique programs and impact. On the Hazleton campus, research posters hang in the lower level of the Lofstrom Library. It's the annual campus undergraduate research symposium, and judging begins in 1 hour. Junior Matthew Greenfield and his team helped determine the sex of brook trout from Cook's Run in Clinton County. With the presence of acid mine drainage in the Susquehanna River Basin, the team gathered data that could provide insight into the health of the ecosystem.
This has been a very great educational tool for me, and it's offered me fantastic perspective on the value of the work that goes on here.
Freshman Marina Mazaka, a biology major from Tamaqua, used molecular techniques to identify possible hosts for fish parasites. If the campus closes, it would happen before her senior year.
I've got a lot of moving parts, and this campus has been wonderful in like flexibility and just availability for me.
At the Schuylkill campus, Alejandro Serrano learns lessons in the classroom and at businesses in the community. The second-year business management student from Pottsville is enrolled in the campus's co-op program.
It was the exact reason that I chose this campus, because I knew how important it was to get work experience and understand those skills beyond just learning in the classroom.
The Schuylkill campus started its co-op program in 2020. The campus is the only one of the 19 to see enrollment increase since 2020. Interim Chancellor Corey Shear gives some credit to the co-op program.
Between our enrollment growth, the quality of our programs, the quality of the campus in general, we think that we have a very strong case to stay open.
When Ashley Reyes enrolled at Penn State Scranton, she couldn't rely on her family for advice about what to expect. Like nearly half of the students at the school in Dunmore, Reyes is a first-generation student, meaning the first in her family to attend college. Reyes and 20 other students joined the campus's new chapter of Alpha Alpha Alpha, an honor society for first-generation students.
Learning that we can go to our professors and it's not like a crazy thing, it's not something like out of the ordinary, and that they're willing and able to answer any questions we have is just amazing.
When John Matthew Evans began his studies, he sometimes found himself questioning whether he was doing what he needed to do. The senior nursing major from Blakely became part of the honor society that night.
Still got to experience Penn State, but in this smaller, intimate setting, I got to be with a smaller class, and a lot of them will become lifelong friends.
At Penn State Wilkes-Barre, sun reflects off the surveying prism in the yard outside the Bell Center for Technology. The campus in Lehman Township is the only in the state to offer a four-year land surveying degree. Nathan Kratz from Bucks County demonstrated some of the equipment land surveyors use in the field.
It's the future of the profession, so every surveyor coming into the state is coming out of here.
Senior Lucas Carpenter says if Wilkes-Barre closes, the surveying profession needs the program to continue elsewhere.
Wherever they put us, I think we're just going to make the best of it. We have the support of every surveyor in the state.
Reporting from Lackawanna, Luzerne, and Schuylkill counties, I'm Sarah Hofius Hall, WVIA News.
Thanks, Sarah, for that report. Find even more of that story at WVIA.org. Also at WVIA.org, it's Thursday, so it's time for Eventful. Lydia McFarlane has this week's edition for you, full of details on the Office 5K, a mural tour, and more coming up this weekend. Check it out at WVIA.org/eventful. All right, I hope you're feeling up to date. Find these stories and much more at WVIA.org. I'm Sarah Simto. Thanks for hanging out with me today. We're here every weekday, so I hope you'll subscribe and listen wherever you find your favorite podcasts. And while you're doing that, sign up for the WVIA News Notes newsletter too. You'll get all the local stories you should know about delivered every Tuesday and Friday morning. Enjoy your Thursday. I'll catch you tomorrow, right here on Up to Date.